For me personally, I was lucky enough to not have to take out student loans. I received three scholarships, one for my test score. So I received a high enough standardized test score to qualify for a scholarship of $2,500 a year, so about $1,250 a semester. And I got that every year for 4 years. And then I also received a scholarship for my community service. So I received what was called the President's Community Scholars. So that was a competitive scholarship that selected only 100 students a year to come to OU based off of their community service activities they did in high school. So that was another $1,000 a year that I got off of my tuition. And then lastly, I received a scholarship for my Native American ancestry. So I am a registered member of the Cherokee Nation tribe, which, as a nation, it has its own taxes, it has its own laws, and it has its own land. So the Cherokee Nation is an autonomous state outside of the United States federal government and the Oklahoma state government. So it acts as its own separate entity, and in such, it can provide scholarships for its students. So part of the revenue that it receives from taxes, it goes towards Native American students. And as a member of the Cherokee Nation, I received a $1,000 scholarship a year. But that's a very unique thing to Oklahoma because it has a high population of Native American students. As the former Indian Territory before it became a state, we have a lot of indigenous people in our state and a lot of indigenous scholarships available to those students. So adding that up, that's about $4,500 in scholarship a year. In-state tuition at OU is $16,000 a year. So even though I got three separate scholarships, that's still about $13,500 a year that I would have to pay in scholarship or in tuition.